Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news and these are tonight's headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says reducing prudent pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls upon cadets of Rashtriya Military College to cultivate in themselves the strength and wisdom to fight the battle of life. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya says government is exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. And Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav says newly designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version will roll out in the next few days. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, President Murmu said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the battle of cases. In his address, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal expressed pride that the Supreme Court has completed the journey of 75 years. He said a good ecosystem of the judicial system should be available to the citizens working in various fields so that they can devote their individual and collective potential to nation building. Addressing the conference, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud said, "The Committee on Reducing Arrears of Cases has laid out an action plan for reducing case pendency through case management." He added that some of the other strategies for dealing with the backlog include pre-litigation dispute resolution. The Chief Justice said the Supreme Court recently concluded its first ever national Lok Adalat, at which almost 1,000 cases were disposed of amicably within a course of 5 working days. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court featured 5 sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called upon the cadets at Rashtriya Military College, RIMC, Dehradun, to vindicate the institution's motto, Bal Vivek, and cultivate strength and wisdom so that they can fight the bigger battles of life. He said strength and conscience makes a formidable combination that generates impregnability when challenged. Stressing on the need for keeping the national interest first in all situations, the VP told the cadets to serve the country with pride and fearlessness. Dhankar said their conduct must exemplify discipline, decorum and empathy. He urged the alumni and the RIMC fraternity to act as a think tank and imbibe in the youth a spirit of nationalism. Terming fear of failure as the worst killer of growth, the Vice President called upon the cadets to never fear failure in life as it is a stepping stone to success. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. The minister said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi today. Dr. Mandaviya emphasized that the government is working on a comprehensive strategy to provide them with the social security they deserve. To facilitate the implementation of social security measures, Dr. Mandaviya revealed that the registration of the workers will be undertaken on the e-Shram portal. He emphasized that the companies that employ gig and platform workers will be asked to take lead in registering their workers on the portal. He also added that the Labour and Employment Ministry is working closely with all stakeholders to develop a robust framework that aligns with the evolving nature of work and provides adequate protection to gig and platform workers. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav inspected the newly manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper coach at the Bharat Earth Movers Limited facility in Bengaluru today. He announced the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version is ready for testing and trial run and will roll out of the facility in the next few days. The Union Minister said the passengers will benefit from it in the next 3 months. You are listening to the news from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Government Higher Secondary School Dipupar A participated in a sustainable lifestyle workshop on bamboo crafts at Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center, Chumukedima. The workshop was organized by Environment Education Program under the State Nodal Agency, Nagaland Pollution Control Board, NPCB. The workshop began with a brief introduction by Program Officer of the Nagaland Pollution Control Board, emphasizing the importance of eco-friendly products and the need to reduce plastic usage. The workshop aimed not only to promote sustainable living, but also to enhance and refine the students' crafting skills. During the event, students were introduced to 3 bamboo crafts, which included bamboo spoons, bamboo brooms, and bamboo pen stands. Upon completion, each student received a certificate of participation. The workshop witnessed the participation of 59 students from class 10. Union Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav extended the deadline for idea submission on Ideas for Life from 15th September to 15th October. Speaking during an event organized at IIT Bombay, Yadav explained the theme of Ideas for Life, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all aspects of life. He stressed that life encompasses more than just human needs, advocating for the harmonious coexistence of all living beings and the environment. He highlighted the adverse effect of developments such as rising temperatures and biodiversity loss, and underscored the essential role of nature in providing food, energy, medicine and other resources. He emphasized the importance of preserving one-third of the earth for biodiversity, noting that around 50,000 species are used for human consumption. The Union Minister also planted a sapling in the IIT Bombay campus as part of the Ek Per Maa Naam campaign. On the 7th Foundation Day of India Post Payments Bank today, Minister of Communication Jyotiraditya Scindia has highlighted the bank's role in fulfilling the goal of financial inclusion through its simple and affordable services. In a social media post, Scindia said that since the inception of this initiative, bank accounts of about 9.88 crore Indians have been opened. He added that the financial benefits of 45,000 crore rupees from various schemes have been provided to the beneficiaries. Scindia congratulated the colleagues associated with the institution. The minister also imparted confidence in the hard work and efforts of the organization to provide banking facilities to every village and house across the country. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhilwar Khatse, has highlighted the need for women to safeguard themselves by learning appropriate skills. Khatse was speaking on the sidelines of West Zone Asmita Judo League at the Meenathai Thakre Stadium in Panchavati. The league is an initiative of the Department of Sports, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports under Khelo India's Sports for Women and run by Sports Authority of India. She said, "Judo is one way to learn the skills of self-defense," adding that in today's world, it is very important to learn self-defense, especially for women and kids. Khatse pointed out that there are instances happening today where one can't self-protect themselves. Promising all-round support, the minister said it is important to start learning self-defense skills from an early age. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls upon cadets of Rashtriya Military College to cultivate in themselves the strength and wisdom to fight the battle of life. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya says government is exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. And Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav says newly designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version will roll out in next few days. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.